She was just about to leave the shop when an older shop assistant spotted her wavering amidst a sea of taffeta and net.
Comment puis-je vous aider?
She inquired with a polite smile.
J'ai besoin d'une robe.
Grace blurted out, instantly regretting that she'd spoken at all.
Alors?
The woman spread her arms wide, as if to say, here we are.
Oui. Je sais. Non.
Grace struggled, her limited French failing her.
Une robe simple.
Simple?
Oui.
Simple? Noir?
Oui, simple, noir.
The assistant tapped her finger on her lips, looking Grace up and down. Then suddenly she smiled.
Voilà, avec votre sèche.
Je sais que les choses.
Grace didn't understand. She watched as the woman bustled into the back room. After a few minutes, she came out with a very sculptured, simply cut black dress, which she held up proudly.
Elle est nouvelle.
C'est Balenciaga.
Balenciaga? Grace had never heard of this designer.
C'est très nouveau. Très chic.
The woman assured her. And indeed, the dress was unlike anything Grace had ever seen before. Architectural in shape. Stark. Restrained. It was the polar opposite of the elaborate gowns all around her.
May I try it on?
Oui.
The assistant agreed with a nod. Holding the dress solemnly before her, she led Grace across the department to a fitting room on the other side.
Attention!
She waved to the assistants as they passed.
La Balenciaga!
Soon three or four of them were gathered in their wake. As soon as Grace pulled the dress over her hips, she knew this was no ordinary design. And when she stepped out of the fitting room, the staff were waiting, greeting her with sighs of appreciation and soft flutters of applause.
C'est parfait,
her assistant declared.
Ce n'est pas une robe. C'est le destin.
Pardon?
Grace flushed, shy, yet delighted by all the attention.
This is not a dress,
a younger assistant offered.
It is destiny.